Las tradiciones son la esencia de las fiestas. Comienza una nueva tradición ahorrando en más de 2,400 marcas para comprar en más de 1,000 tiendas, incluyendo Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy y más. Ahora mismo, iBoro ofrece a nuestros oyentes $5 solo por probar iBoro usando el código La Música al registrarte. Simplemente ve al App Store o Google Play Store y descarga la aplicación gratuita de iBoro para empezar a ganar reembolsos. Usa el código La Música. Eso es IBOTTA en Google Play o App Store y usa el código La Música.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The divisive issue of urban horse ownership has been brought up at an Oireachtas Committee on Travellers' Rights. Members were told about the importance of culturally appropriate housing. So our reporter Josh Crosby has been meeting with travellers to hear how they maintain their horses in urban areas. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this is always going to be something to divide opinion. Do many travellers still keep horses?
Well, look, of course, not as many as before. And it'd be safe to say that every year there'd be fewer and fewer. But I suppose, look, the tradition still lives on strong in traveller culture. If you go outside some of the larger cities and down to Tipperary, up to Donegal or outside Kilkenny, horses are still very much part of their way of life. But there are pockets across the country now where the community is now keeping no horses at all. And this all comes down to multiple of issues like bylaws, regulations, younger generations not having the same need or want for a horse, but also the type of accommodation they're being provided with. So with more and more travellers moving out of the caravan and into a housing unit, it's not always possible or suitable for them to be grazing a horse out in the front garden or whatever patch of grass they can find. So obviously, look, they'd like more space in their housing developments to accommodate horses. And this was brought up at an Oireachtas committee last week.
I would emphasise the importance not only of getting the housing situation fixed, but of making sure that it's culturally appropriate. And I got into trouble on this previously, defending the normality and the correctness of a traveller who wants to have a horse, having a horse. This is part of the culture. But a few times this week in conversations with people from the non-traveller community, the horse is understood as a problem. Not as a positive expression of identity. And that really has to be sorted out. So culturally appropriate housing and not just dealing with accommodation in some generic way, as if you would with the general community, general population.
So that's Michael O'Flaherty, who's the Council of Europe Commissioner for Human Rights, speaking at the Joint Committee on Key Issues Affecting the Traveller Community. So the term culturally appropriate housing, it's something that many listeners might be a small bit puzzled by or possibly not even agree with, Pat. But like when this debate has risen on the issue in the past, it can be quite difficult for all sides to understand. We know it became quite a heated clash between Tipperary Council and travellers over a housing development outside Thurles at the time of the 2018 presidential election. People will say that they should be happy with what they're given. But then for the travellers, having a horse is a way of life, and they say it brings many benefits.
Now, Josh, have you seen any examples of where travellers and their horses coexist within an urban community?
Yes. So to get an understanding for myself, Pat, I took a visit out to Labrie Park in West Dublin, the first traveller housing site to be built in Ireland. As I walked up on into the halting site, there were lads out on their ponies and traps, vans pulling in with horse boxes tied on, a great buzz down in the yard section where they keep some of the horses. They have these shipping containers turned into makeshift stables. Then there's a plot of council land right next door that they let the horses out to roam on. I met with Paddy, who brought me around the site and told me all about the importance of having the horses nearby. And bear in mind for the listeners as well, we're standing quite close to the horses, so you might hear the odd noise in the background.
There's seven generations of us kept horses, and it's part of our culture, and it keeps the kids out of trouble here. Most of the kids here are mad into the horses.
Yeah, talk to us about where we are now. Like, these are kind of, I suppose, your own stables that you've made.
These are our own stables that we made out of containers. At the moment, like, they're temporarily stables, but sure, it's what we have made up with.
Pie ball inside,
yeah. Oh, it's a good pastime. It keeps the kids out of trouble, you know, and it keeps them off the streets, keeps them away from drugs, and you know, like, it's the Oakham there, and they go to the old fairs, and they wash them, and feed them, and
yeah,
it's a full-time job with the kids. Like.
So it becomes a hobby as well?
Oh, it's a hobby as much as the...
But you're lucky here where you are, that you have this space.
We're blessed for to have this, you know. Like.
Not everyone would have the space allocated for.
No, we have the space, but we haven't got enough of space because there's too many horses here. Like, it's only a small yard, if you look at it, it's not that big of a yard, and there's 15 horses here. We're able to cope with what we have here now at the moment, but There's other horses out on land that we can't bring in because we ain't got the space for them. So we have to rent a bit of land. Come over here now and I'll show you what was meant to happen here out in Labour Park Field.
Okay, right. I'll follow you.
We were meant to have the stables out here to the left. We went for meetings here from 17, I'd say, maybe to maybe 21, I'd say, and then there was no more about it. That was the end of it. And, it never happened. Like, you know, like, we're still living on hopes, for sure.
There's talks now that any future development has to have stables or some space included.
Well, it'd be a great help, you know, like, to the younger generation coming up. It'd be a great help to them, you know. It's a lot handier for them. Like, it's a full-time job for the kids. They may look after them. They may clean out the stables and they may feed them with hay, oats.
But you can see why someone... They wouldn't want to go into a new development if that space wasn't there.
No. How could you bring the horses to housing estate? The neighbours wouldn't put up with it. People here grow up with the travelling. People grow up with horses. Like, they're used to the horses. Horses are part of their culture, like.
What would you say to those who think that maybe horses shouldn't be in urban areas? That they shouldn't be in built-up areas?
Ah, Jez, I'd say here, look, in the travelling community, like, there's always horses. No matter what site you go into, there's horses. Part of their culture, so that's it.
Now, Paddy is one of the travellers at Labra Park in Ballyfermot. Josh, we often hear of the neglect and abuse of some horses in urban areas, whether it's sulky racing on the motorways or just some poor animal left starving and tied to a pole. So how do you find a balance?
Well, this is it, Pat. And that's one of the main reasons why people from outside the travelling community will question the idea of keeping a horse in a built-up area at all. But when it comes down to welfare, I must say, from what I saw with the kids, they adore these animals, telling me they're feeding them before they go to school and straight back home to them afterwards. But to get an outside view of this, I spoke with a woman who's seen her fair share of abused animals and has worked to improve the conditions of horses in urban areas. Martina Kenny is the co-founder of My Lovely Horse Rescue. Martina says it's wrong to paint everyone with the one brush, but says there needs to be some resolution found.
We're at our max and still we'll always take in an emergency. Today we were called out a mare, a horse. She was on the road, that was early this morning. But we'd get called out to all sorts of horrible things, like it maybe a horse in the river or the canal or something. A horse really skinny in a field just left. Horses just tied to railings, all sorts of things, you know, sad.
So how do you find the balance there when it comes to communities who have such passion and such connection with horses, but to ensure that it's done safely? Should urban horses be a thing? Or
it's a really difficult one. So I know a lot of guys that have horses that live in urban areas, and I know that they do love their horses and they look after them. And then there's the other side, there's kids and some adults that just get horses, buy and sell them, breed them, don't care, leave them, don't really, you know, think about the fact that they need water all the time, tie them up, which can kill them, because we've often found horses strangled like that. So they're not really thinking into it. And then there's the others that, you know, they literally will say, oh, but I bought that for my little sister, or I bought that for my daughter or my son. And you say, how old are they? And they're like, 2. And you're like, what? This is a little stallion. Like, that's ridiculous.
This is in an estate, or...
Yeah. So that happens a lot. And I'm not saying, no, you know, get rid of all, because you can't, and they'll never will. I just think that if it's regulated more, I think if, you know, people talk to urban horse owners a lot more, there has to be something, because you can't just keep clearing them out every winter, and that's what's happening.
Do you think going forward now, any future traveller-specific housing should have an allocation of space for horses?
I mean, I know people are going to be listening, and they are going to go, no way, no, get them all out. But the thing is, they're not dealing with what we deal every day. So we can all say, it's like the XL bully ban. Ban, get rid. But the thing is, people are going to keep doing it. So instead of doing that, regulate it. But where is the land? Right now, we're in the middle of a housing crisis. They can't find a piece of land for that. Never mind to hand over to the horses.
And that's Martina Kenny from My Lovely Horse Animal Rescue Charity. And I was just thinking, you know, space for horses. What about the new estates where there's no place for a child to play?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind a horse.
Which we've covered on the show previously. Yeah.
What's the council saying, Josh, when it comes to future halting sites?
Well, the disappointing thing for those living in Labrae Park is that they were told they would be getting a section of land next door turned into stables with a small little track back as far as 2017. Senator Eileen Flynn is a traveller herself. She comes from Labrae Park and she would have been campaigning for years for more services to be installed at the site. But in Dublin City Council's draft traveller accommodation programme, that will run from next year to 2029, that the total need of accommodation is 168 units. But I couldn't find any mention of stables or horse-related facilities. I did ask for an update on the Labrae Park proposal, but I'm yet to get a response on that. But Pat, I must say, what struck me the most inside the halting site was the young children's passion for the horses. All they wanted to do after school was get up on the horse and go driving them, as they say, and not a saddle in sight, all bareback. Here are two of the young boys I met. We'll start off with 12-year-old Michael, who says they just need more space.
I love horse.
What's the name of your horse?
Mary.
Mary. And what would you be at now with Mary? Do you ride her? Do you be going bareback?
I yoke her and I bring her to fairs and stuff. That's a full bred now. The yard is very small and we'd like a bigger yard. We'd like more stables and stuff.
Well, what would that allow you to do now if you had a bigger yard?
We bring in more horses because we've about 15 horses out in land already.
So they are out dotted around Dublin and you can't have them in a secure place?
Yeah, we may go out and check them nearly every day.
All around on greens or whatever?
Yeah.
So it'd be much better to have them in a safe space for everyone?
Yeah, it would. Be nicer too.
My name is Isaac Berry, but my real name is Patrick, but everyone called me Isaac. And I'm 10 years old and I like horses because they're good animals and you can drive them and they're perfect for going. This one's mine, Sparks.
Sparks?
Yeah, I went to Vanislaw last year.
Vanislaw, and what do you think of that?
It was pretty good.
What would you be doing now? When you come home from school now, you're still in your uniform, but what would you be doing with the horses now in the evening?
Probably yoke them up and drive them, or put them back in the shed because it was raining.
Well, it's raining here now and you're still out in the elements, so you must love them.
I do. Yeah. I love horses.
What would you like the council and the government to do?
Probably put more stables and put hay for us because it's very hard for us little kids to get money to go buy hay for all the horses.
Okay, so you'd be saving up your pocket money to go off and get a bale of hay?
Yeah, for all the horses, and we need new stables.
And we say, if you were told that you were going to a new house in a few years' time and you had to go to a new house and you were told that there was no space for the horses, what would that mean for you and your friends?
We still bring them, we find one way to put them.
Two of the young boys out of the Labrae Park halting site. So what's next, Josh, for traveller housing and this kind of very specific accommodation?
Well, it's like anything, Pat. One size does not fit all. Some travellers will request traveller-specific accommodation. Others will want to live in larger estates. Others will not. TDs criticised the department for the speed in which substandard trailers are replaced at the committee last week. But €23 million has been allocated for traveller-specific accommodation in the budget. This is an increase of €2 million on the budget for this year. We heard from Paddy, one of the older guys out at Labrae Park earlier, on the benefits of having the horses and that they can steer young guys away from crime. But I also met with another man there, Thomas, who's been around horses all his life as well. He says having the horses on site can bring positive mental health for the young kids.
To be honest, there's not enough room here to keep horses around anymore. Every time they're building here, they're building new things, spending hundreds of thousands around the country here. They ain't building no stables. They promised stables here, we still didn't get the stables. Those stables, the horses here, are very well connected to the boys. The boys here are very depressed, some of the boys doing bullied in school and stuff, the younger lads. And they go mixing the old horses here and those sulkies and stuff like that. And a lot of them don't even use the horses for the sulkies, just something the pastime, to wash them and stuff, look after them. Spend their pocket of change and a bit of feeding for the horses and stuff, you know what I mean?
As you were saying, they're just kind of on the bullying, you know, they could be lonely or whatever.
Lads, they're lonely. A lot of these lads here, they look like mates. These ain't friends at all. These keeps to themselves. These children here keeps to themselves They have a horse there. They go on the horse through the factory, through the roads here for hours by themselves by the day. Misses dinner sometimes, the young lads do.
Out till dark. Yeah.
Out till dark with the horses. I often see their mother and fathers are arguing with them. They don't be back until late altogether. Yeah. And it's nice to have the young lads. It's keeping away from the crime as well. You know, I mean, there's a lot of crime in this area. There's.
And just when you're saying they don't have enough room, what ends up happening then? Like, I suppose you have to put them out.
You may put them out into the land, and then you put them across the road here to get pounded by the pound. You may pay it if you get them back. Then sometimes you don't get your old animals back at all.
And have you lost?
I've lost many horses horses that are breeding through generations, breeding down through them and never got them back. I was this young lad's age, so I thought we were getting stables first, and I went away here for a couple of years and I came back, so the place has gone to the dogs now.
There's still
no stables getting built.
And for any future developments, not just here in Labrae Park, not just in Dublin but across the country, there's an argument there that people are saying people should be happy with the houses they get, that there shouldn't be space allocated.
They should
as well.
Be happy with the houses you get. Listen, there's a lot of central heating and stuff like there, and you're warm, but you're not allowed to put a caravan out your back garden, you know. I mean, they're taking a traveller life straight away from us. They don't want us to be travellers no more. I'd rather live in a caravan, or I'd rather live in a box than a house. I mean, it's ridiculous. If a young couple get married, what do you want them to live with their mother and fathers? That can't happen. They have to get their own space and stuff and move out, you know what I mean? Now, they're taking away all the travellers' cultures there. To be honest, look, you know, they're trying to get new law now to get a driver's licence out. You may get insured and stuff, sure. Ridiculous.
Put up your tax and NCT.
Put up your tax and NCT and a horse.
One of the residents of Labrae Park traveller site. Very interesting report there from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Las tradiciones son la esencia de las fiestas. Comienza una nueva tradición ahorrando en más de 2,400 marcas para comprar en más de 1,000 tiendas, incluyendo Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy y más. Ahora mismo, Ibora ofrece a nuestros oyentes $5 solo por probar Ibora usando el código La Música al registrarte. Simplemente ve al App Store o Google Play Store y descarga la aplicación gratuita de Ibora para empezar a ganar reembolsos. Usa el código La Música. Eso es Ibotta en Google Play o App Store y usa el código La Música.